morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about who Democratic gubernatorial candidate Whitney Williams chose as her running mate and how Montana farmers were impacted by international trade tensions last year. It's Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. A federal task force created to improve investigations of missing and murdered Indigenous people yesterday announced a series of listening sessions and consultations, including one in Billings. The Presidential Task Force on Missing and Murdered American Indians and Alaska Natives was directed to consult with tribal governments on the scope and nature of disproportionately high rates of violence against Indigenous people. It will host a consultation with tribal leaders in Billings on July 7th. The Trump administration launched the task force, also called Operation Lady Justice, late last year with the mandate to review Indian Country cold cases, strengthen law enforcement protocols, and work with tribes to improve investigations, information sharing, and a more seamless response to missing persons investigations. The task force is expected to present a progress report to the president in November, with a final report detailing its activities and accomplishments November 2021. Montana schools must test drinking water for lead content following a state rule change related to school health. The Daily Interlake reported schools may begin in March with a December 2021 deadline to complete testing. Schools are required to test all fixtures providing water for human consumption or food preparation, including sinks, drinking fountains, and water bottle refill stations. State officials have encouraged elementary schools to begin testing first because young, developing children are particularly vulnerable to lead exposure. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality says results will be published online as they become available. Montana Democratic gubernatorial candidate Whitney Williams is turning to an eastern Montana farmer as her lieutenant governor running mate. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates-Carney reports Williams is picking president of the National Barley Growers Association, Buzz Matlin.
Williams announced her running mate pick in a press conference just down the hall from the governor's office inside the state capitol. Matlin, a farmer from Roosevelt County, joins the Williams ticket 3 months before voters head to the primary polls. Matlin brings a voice from eastern Montana to Williams' campaign pitch. Here's Williams.
Buzz Matlin has spent his entire career fighting for Montana's farmers and ranchers.
Matlin says Montana is changing and the state needs new leadership.
I will take any opportunity to bring agricultural issues, our rural economy, and the concerns of folks living in eastern Montana to Helena. And I'm excited to do this alongside of Whitney Williams.
Williams faces current Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney in the Democratic primary. Cooney last week named House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner his running mate. There's a three-way race in the Republican primary race for governor between Congressman Greg Gianforte, Attorney General Tim Fox, and State Senator Al Olszewski. Candidates have until March 9th to file for the 2020 ballot. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
High winds, rising waters, and potential wildland fire danger are expected east of the Continental Divide in Montana this week. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning this afternoon for the Little Rockies and the Lower Missouri River breaks, including the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge. A combination of extreme winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures could lead to fire danger. High wind warnings, watches, and advisories are in effect through tomorrow night for north central, northeast, central, and parts of south central Montana. Strong west winds 35 to 45 miles an hour with gusts up to 70 miles an hour are expected these next few days. The Weather Service has also issued flood warnings for Beaver Creek between Saco and Hinsdale in Valley County, and flood advisories because of snow melt along several roads and creeks in Macomb Valley and Phillips counties. Drivers are told to avoid driving on flooded roads because highway washouts may be hidden under the water. regional economists say Montana farmers are in a good position to recover from setbacks caused by international trade tensions last year. Megan Myskowski reports this spring they'll be watching to see if Mexico, Canada, and China follow through with their promises, how commodity markets react, and if the overall uncertainty over future trade relations starts to fade.
Leonard Schock had a rough harvest last year. The wheat farmer from Vida, Montana, says prices on his crops were so low that he had to leave about 70,000 bushels of hard red spring wheat in the fields.
And that was quite painful. First time ever in my 47 years of harvesting.
Schock formerly served on the Montana Wheat and Barley Committee Board. He says the volatile markets brought on by trade disputes and weather have kept him from reinvesting in his farm with new equipment.
We are constantly looking for ways to shave dollars off of our expenditures and not go new, fancy, shiny, but slightly used, slightly worn, a little more ready to go to the field, and substantially less dollars.
Uncertainty surrounding trade combined with poor weather led some farmers to abandon long-term planning last season. But with the signing of the USMCA and the Phase 1 deal with China, farmers and economists say they feel optimistic that this year will be less volatile. While some farmers did adjust their winter wheat seeding as trade tensions were in full swing and prices hit a decade low, most are unlikely to make the same changes to their spring crops.
I think, you know, it was maybe just right in the nick of time.
Montana Wheat and Barley Committee Bureau Chief Cassidy Marn says new negotiations, including ones to restore trade that was lost with Japan after the U.S. pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, might mean calmer markets. She says it's been a tough few years for Montana farmers, but not just because of tariffs. Unusual weather has had just as big, if not a greater, impact on Montana farmers. For some, the confluence of issues makes it hard to tease out tariffs' lasting impacts. Anton Beckerman is a professor of economics at Montana State University and says that spring and winter wheat prices have been on the rise over the past few months.
I think a lot of farmers are finding some optimism in that, and we may see some spring wheat come back.
But he adds that some uncertainty remains. One question they have is about trade negotiations with India, which failed to move forward with President Trump's visit last week. A smaller trade dispute between the U.S. and India has left Montana farmers with fewer opportunities to sell pulse crops, like peas, chickpeas, and lentils. While pulse crops make up a smaller share of Montana's exports than wheat and barley, the state is the largest producer in the country. Beckerman says he's also waiting to see if the ink on the pages of recent trade deals translates into action. He says some economists and farmers are skeptical as to whether or not China will follow through with its quotas.
There's some promises that were made to buy, you know, $40 billion worth of U.S. agricultural goods, and those are really high numbers. There's some question about whether there's even enough capacity to produce that much value of agricultural products.
China has made similarly large promises in the past and failed to follow through. There's also concern among U.S. farmers as the coronavirus slows the Chinese economy. And even though China doesn't usually import much from Montana, it could still have an indirect effect on Montana farmers. For example, increased soy and corn prices caused by exports could ripple out and lift up the wheat and cattle markets. And though Canada has yet to ratify the USMCA, Beckerman says it's likely to happen soon, meaning good things for North American trade relationships that might have been at risk.
I think they're fairly likely to come back. One of the things that the three countries enjoy is geographic proximity.
He also says that there's already infrastructure in place to move goods between the North American countries, which means trade between them will likely continue to be the most economically efficient. Montana Wheat and Barley's Cassidy Marn says the industry will be watching closely to see how markets respond to the new potential for stability.
If anything sees a price spike or a change, it could definitely affect what we end up doing in April.
For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Megan Myskowski.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal Art Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.